This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I trust Rich Sheeban has had a chance to catch his breath after a top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Rich, you okay?
Yeah. You know, Vince, it's just some of these articles, like I mentioned earlier, which basically triggered my rant. It really is. It's not just making America look bad, but it's making all these groups who are hyphenated Americans, or even hyphenated globalists, it's making them look like they're being played, duped, and used. That's exactly what's happening. And too many people are falling for this elite template, blueprint, playbook, flowchart. For our destruction, we are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. And if we use objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion, while they're being told to scream, chant, yell, you know, be fifth graders, even do violence, that proves that they're in a desperation mode that they can't compete in those arenas of ideas and solutions, and that's exactly what we need. We need communication. But like I said earlier, it has to be also one-on-one. We can't allow rumors and gossip to take over the narrative, because that's a sign of America losing courage and getting lazy. And that all supersedes one-on-one communication. And common sense and logic takes that backseat to the controlled narratives, which are sanctioned by the elite. We have to remember that when I say sanctioned messages, even sanctioned gestures, everything is top-down controlled for the purpose of distracting, dumbing down, and dividing, for the purpose of the status quo, for the purpose of keeping the incognito caste system in place. This is why the game is so rigged. And this is why I use a lot of financial and economic data and numbers and math, as well as social and political issues as well. And I think they should all be used equally. But political correctness, whether it be group identity politics or the other thousand subsets under political correctness, is the number one reason for America's demise. Now, Vince, I think since I hogged the whole first hour... And I appreciate, again, you letting me exercise my First Amendment rights. I'm going to let you choose a few topics of discussion here. So please go ahead.
I appreciate it. Well, I'd like to comment on a couple things you said. You mentioned the divide and conquer strategy, and I believe you said the words infighting is mandatory. Well, I agree. Over 20 years ago, our daughter started attending the university when she was a very early teenager. She actually started attending a university at age 14. And she was exposed to something that I found outrageous. And that was that she was being indoctrinated into the belief that it's okay to be queer. Homosexuality is normal. It's just different. And she came home telling us that. She came home telling mom and dad, you know, this is homosexuality, it's just, you know, different lifestyle. And of course, I disagreed. And I said to our children, I'll tell you what, and I've said it a number of times over the years since then. So if you guys decide that you're gay, homosexual, you guys decide you're homos, don't come home. You're not welcome here. Can you imagine that? That's what I said. I told our children, don't come home if they decide they're gay. And I meant it. And I still do. So here's the divide and conquer strategy you're talking about. What happens if a child comes home and says, hey, mom, dad, guess what? You know? That's a great divide and conquer strategy, because I just admitted to the world that that would divide our family. If our children decided they were queer, they would no longer be part of our family. That's about as dividing as you can get, right? I'm saying you can't come home. You know, and don't bring Bruce with you, or whatever his or her name might be. I meant it. Second thing I'd like to come. Do you have a comment on that, Rich? Time's up.
Oh, I think that should be, well, you know, I can comment on that all day long. I mean, I talk about adult mutual consensual sex. I use that term quite often. And I do believe that. But see, when you get into a subset of a family, that should be up to the family members to decide. It's just like spending habits. It's just like anything. There's certain subsets, and there's captains to every ship. See, the aristocracy wants to get rid of traditional family. They want to put a wedge between the that particular captain, whether it be in a family or an institution or whatever, and they want to divide and conquer it. So they're trying to get rid of heritage, tradition, culture, like I mentioned earlier. And I think it should be up to each individual person or family to make their own minds on how they want to run that ship. I don't think if it's in the subset of private property, it's the same context as if it doesn't matter if you're heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, transsexual, the 51 different genders. If you're doing something on private property that you own, you have the right to do whatever you want to do. But when you start getting into different subsets of culture, like in the middle into a different family, and the powers that be obviously want to get rid of fathers out of the home, they want to get rid of families. Candace Owen talks about that in the black community big time. It's pretty obvious what the plan of action is by the elites. It's all divide and conquer. So, again, it depends on whatever subset, whatever family says and agrees on, and I think that's the way it should be. Vince?
Well, as the captain of our ship, the good ship Finelli, here at the farm, I have told our children a couple things, and that was one of them. Another thing I told them is that tattoos are unacceptable to me. To me. And if they decide that they want to get a tattoo, they can do that. It's just that they will have been removed from the will. You know? They have choices they can make, and the choices have consequences. So if our children decide they want to get inked up, I'm not happy about it. I would be so unhappy about it that I would take them out of the will. And I've had that discussion with Mrs. Finelli, and I said, I just want to make sure you and I are on the same page in this. And she said, yes. You know, if they want to get tattooed and branded and disfigured and augmented or whatever you want to call it, they want to do that, they're out of the will. Simple as that. So we drew a line. We drew a line about being gay and not being able to return home. And we drew a line about disfigurement. I want to talk about something else you mentioned, Rich. You talked about changes to your book, and your book is called One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. So you wrote the book, published the book, and you find that words are being changed on the Internet electronically?
Well, that brings me to Fahrenheit 451. Vince, I even have books that have made it back to me Well, the table of contents has been eliminated. The first chapter has been eliminated. The second chapter has been eliminated. Words have been deleted. Sentences have been deleted. This isn't a hard copy. When you order something electronically, who knows? You might get a book on gardening or Mary Poppins. Who the heck knows?
Mm-hmm.
This is what the powers that be are doing. This is why we're in this 84 Orwellian Twilight Zone censorship field where words, I mean, I've listened to audio of me on radio shows where they're deleting words I've said. They put pauses in, and they've used my voice to make me say different things.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy is that?
Well, I saw what could have happened to me in that arena. I was at a convention with Mrs. Finelli back in the late 1990s. It was a preparedness-type convention in Indiana. And they had, walking around, we'll call them talent. And it was called Strange Universe. There was a cameraman and the interviewer. And the interviewer would go up to people with a microphone and ask them questions, and the cameraman would video it. And what they did was they approached one guy who was out of place, really out of place. So everyone that was there except for one person, and there were a lot of people there, looked similar. You know, there was a few children, mothers, fathers, families, people who were interested in preparedness and, you know, surviving whatever may come their way. And there was this one guy who looks like he was the poster boy for Hell's Angels. He walked in, dressed like that, kind of scruffy. Actually, he was very scruffy. And the camera went over to him, the interviewer went over to him, and they started asking him questions. My wife and I saw that, and Mrs. Finelli said to me, "Look at that, it's unbelievable." They picked the one guy who stands out. Absolutely odd from everybody else. Different from everybody else. Might have been a wonderful guy. I don't know. Might have had all the same values, but he sure did appear to be different. By design. By his own intent. And so that's the guy that the interview focused on. So I went up to the guy and I said, exactly what I said. I said, "He looks different. Why don't you interview someone that looks like everybody else?" And so the interviewer said, "Okay, we'll do you." I said, "Okay. I just require a few things. One, your business card. Two, a copy of the final product. Three, a copy of all the video you shoot of me. So I could protect myself from exactly what you talked about. Putting words in my mouth, changing what I said, those kind of things." He said, "No." I said, "No. We'll be right back."
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
To the microphone, or if he stepped away for a moment.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Vince.
I'm here. Yeah. I think my microphone was potted down at the network. So, Mrs. Finelli and I have been watching a television series called Designated Survivor. TV series debuted in 2016. Through 2019. And it depicts a lower level cabinet maker who's known as Tom Kirkman. And he finds himself as a survivor of the brutal, unexpected attack on the United States government. The president was killed and almost all of the cabinet. There were a few exceptions. Some of the staffers were able to survive, but there was an explosion. The White House was blown up. And it shows that this low-level cabinet guy who has impeccable honesty and integrity, he is fighting what's left of the Washington machine. It's me first. It's exactly what you think Washington is like in this series. And I'm going to assign it as mandatory homework if you have Netflix. I don't want you to go out and buy Netflix, but if you have it, mandatory homework. It's a fictional portrayal of Washington, D.C., and one guy trying to do the right thing as the man who is the designated survivor. It's got death, killings, mayhem, bribery, all the things that you would expect to see. It's nice because it doesn't have any salacious sex, but it is an educational microcosm that you can watch, an abbreviated version of the government, and you can see what it must really be like. It's riveting. It is probably, in my opinion, one of the top three productions, movie productions, video productions, TV productions I've ever seen. So that is a homework assignment. And I think a lot of it parallels what President Donald Trump is experiencing, trying to do the right thing. People saying, okay, you know, I'll consider doing what you're asking, Mr. President, but what are you going to do for me? It's kind of like that. And everyone has his hand out. It's subterfuge. It's horrible. It's horrible in some of the things you're going to see, but it's a brilliant, brilliant production. And we were talking about your book and rewriting your book and changing your book. And my thoughts went to Fahrenheit 451. Fahrenheit 451 was written in 1953. And it was a story written by Ray Bradbury. And it's the future American society where books are outlawed. And a neighbor would call the fire department and report someone having books in their home. And the fire department would arrive. Firemen would be in firemen's suits. They would jump off the fire truck and they would grab the books, put them in outside, and set them on fire. Firemen were burning books. Firemen were setting fires, not putting them out. Exactly the opposite of what you think firemen do. This was written in 1953. And the reason I'm mentioning that is the idea was to extinguish the written word, extinguish the truth, extinguish what you could read in favor of groupthink, government think. Think what the government wants you to think. And you don't even have to have firemen anymore. You can just sit at a keyboard and change books. And we think that's what's happening right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Minutes ago on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declares,
"The Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh on this floor this week.
The Republican leader accusing Democrats of continuing to use a strategy of, in his words, delay, delay, delay when it comes to confirming Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who's undergoing a follow-up background investigation by the FBI following allegations of sexual misconduct against him that he denies. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says of McConnell,
coming from a leader who delayed the nomination of a Supreme Court justice for over 300 days until his party had a chance to win the White House.
Police in North Carolina have confirmed the body found last week in a pond is that of 6-year-old Maddox Rich, the autistic boy who ran away from his dad and went missing on September 22nd. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I've got a story about, American companies. I mentioned on the air probably a few weeks ago about some soup. Our son went to Aldi, A-L-D-I, and bought some cases of soup. He bought 3 cases, and one of the, I've got a can right here in my hand. It says, Chef's Cupboard, C-H-E-F, apostrophe S, Cupboard, Home Style, Italian Wedding, Italian Style Wedding with meatballs and chicken soup. On the label, it also shows a spoon, and it looks like a cup or a bowl, and there's lots of pasta, and there's some carrots and chicken bits and some celery and meatball and lots of pasta. Did I say lots of pasta? Well, he opened the can, of which we have three cases, and there's no pasta in the can. So I, wow, he said, Dad, look at this. So I looked at it, gee, you know, kind of strange. I don't think we should eat it because, why? Well, not only is the pasta the number two ingredient missing, but what else did they forget? Is there a sanitation issue? I don't know. So we threw it away. And so I looked on the can to call Aldi, and there's no phone number. So I thought, okay, well, Chef's Cupboard, there's no phone number for them either. There's no phone number on the can. So I went to the Internet, and I looked up the number in Chef's Cupboard, and there it was. So I called the telephone number, and it was an answering machine. And I left a message, and I called again and again and again, and no call came back. About 3 weeks later, I got a call this weekend from a gal, and she said she's been getting a lot of messages, and so she was returning our call, because Mrs. Spinelli called as well. And the story is this. She owns a food truck in Nevada that is not associated with Aldi, not associated with the soup in any way, shape, or form, never has been, and she's getting lots of calls of people complaining about the soup. But it's not her company that made the soup. She just has a company with the same name. So we talked for a few minutes, and she said that she had the number for Chef's Cupboard. So she gave me the number, and I thanked her, and I called the number. It's some guy in Maine. He's got a company, similar name. But he has nothing to do with Aldi or the soup. And he gets calls. People call him complaining about Chef's Cupboard soup. So finally, Mrs. Finelli found the telephone number for Aldi. I called corporate headquarters, and I explained to him about the soup, and I got this, you know, the person in customer service, and he said, you know, we'll look into it. I'm sorry. The first person said she would transfer me to a specialist, and he would look into it. And he said he would look into it, and I said, I'm sorry. That's not good enough. I've got three cases of this soup, and I want to know what happened, because I don't know if I want to do business with Aldi anymore, depending on what happened to the soup and what you're going to do about it. Now, I'm not saying that I want anything. I just want to know if I can trust any of the Aldi products. Are they paying attention? Because if you think about it, if you buy a can of chicken noodle soup, and you open the can, and it's got little tiny bits of chicken, and it's got some broth, and that's it, you go, where's the rest of the contents? Where are the noodles? So I explained that it wasn't like there were just a small amount of pasta in this Italian-style wedding soup. There's no pasta. None. It seems like maybe there was a shift change in the pasta department, and no one bothered to put the pasta in the soup kettle. Or the pasta department was on strike. Or the pasta department quit. Or they hired some guy or gal as an equal opportunity hire who can't read, like the recipe, like the word pasta. So something is really wrong. And I explained to him that, you know, it seems to me that you'd have quality control where maybe you'd weigh the cans. You'd say, okay, it should weigh exactly this much, plus or minus, you know, a quarter of a percent. And ooh, the weight's off. What's going on? Let's open the cans and find out. What happened to the guy making the soup? What happened to the guy looking over his shoulder and saying, got everything in there, let me stir this and take a look? Something serious happened, and they didn't include the number two ingredient. So I finally asked for a supervisor. Actually, I asked for the president of the company, but they wouldn't transfer me to the president. Finally got a supervisor, and I said, look, let me say it a different way. I didn't want to say it this way. But the word fraud comes to mind because I'm looking at the label and what's in the can is not in the label. Now, I'm not interested in suing you, but somebody might be. You guys have a problem. You guys need to pay attention. And don't tell me, and I'm paraphrasing, don't tell me, you know, you'll look into it. I want to call back. And I want to know when and from whom. Because I want to know what happened. So finally, I was promised a call back. And I'll let you know what happened. But what we're talking about right now is that companies seem to think they can get away with not taking care of their business. Not taking care of their customers. Ignoring their customers. How many times have you had a product, a food product, and you call up and you say, hey, this is weird. There's a bug in here or something like that. And you get, well, we'll look into it. And we'll send you some coupons. But they never tell you what happened. I want to know what happened. So here's the story. Back in the 1980s. And so if you want to have some fun, if something like this happens to you, and you have a business, and the company doesn't seem to want to pay attention or take care of business, and you get complaint calls. Well, here's what happened in the 1980s in New York City. Back then, AT&T was trying to figure out what they were doing with their business, and they decided to have a phone store. And back then, just before that, if you wanted a telephone, you would rent the telephone by the month for about $1.17 per month from Bell Telephone. Well, after the breakup, you could buy your own phone. You could buy a Panasonic phone. You could buy any phone you wanted and stick it on the telephone line that Bell Telephone had provided. Well, AT&T, subsequently in the 1980s, and I believe it was 1980s, decided they would sell telephones and compete with whoever else was selling telephones. And you could go to the AT&T store and buy a telephone. And if you had a problem with it, you could have it repaired or serviced or warrantied at the AT&T store. Well, and they would advertise this phone number. So you could call them up. Well, prior to them initiating the store and the phone number, there was another guy who had a business. And his phone number was almost like the AT&T phone number. Maybe a one digit off, or a transposition of the digits. So people would call this guy who had nothing to do with AT&T and start complaining about their phones. So he called AT&T and said, look, we're getting a lot of calls. They're misdials. We're getting calls for your phone number, and we just want to let you know. Why don't you change your phone number? So AT&T told him, no, you change your phone number. So the guy couldn't do battle with AT&T at that level. So he did the coolest thing. People would call him up and say, I got a problem with my phone. He'd say, we don't fix them anymore. I suggest you just throw it away. I'd like to make an appointment to have my telephone repaired. I'm sorry, we don't do that anymore. Why don't you go buy some other brand of phone, you know, like Panasonic or something like that. This guy forced AT&T to change their phone number because they wouldn't cooperate with him, they wouldn't work with him, they wouldn't help him, so he decided to fix it himself. So he told anyone who called that, yeah, we don't fix phones anymore, we don't service any phones anymore, our phones really aren't very good, yeah, we get a lot of calls like yours, yeah, you might want to go someplace else and get your phones. Absolutely brilliant. So what do you do if you have a company like Chef's Cupboard, which is really not a company, it's a private label name on soup, and you get a lot of phone calls complaining about the missing ingredients in the soup. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what, I'd have a lot of fun with that. I personally would enjoy that. And I would take all those calls, and, you know, if someone said, I've got a problem with my soup, I'd say, yeah. Yeah, I get a lot of calls about that. You have bugs in it, too? You get calls about bugs in the soup. So if you have bugs in the soup, you know, if you have a spoon, just take the bug out and throw the bug away and, you know, enjoy the rest of the soup. Or, yeah, we get a lot of calls like that. You know, our soup isn't as good. Or homestyle soup isn't as good as it used to be. or Chef's Cupboard isn't as good as it used to be. I mean, you could have an enormous amount of fun with this. As a matter of fact, if I did it, I would say, thank you for calling. This call is being recorded for quality assurance and other purposes. I'd record the calls, make the announcement I was recording the calls, and then I'd write the book and call it wrong number. Rich, do you have any comments on that? We've lost accountability.
Well, absolutely. And this is what happens when the big corporate oligarchies and big government get together and create a fascist system, which has been happening for the last 20 years. And all this, and this is why they need to divide and conquer the people at the lower levels, approximately the bottom 93%. I mean, with the stories I've shared with you today, which I've done over the air, which is in the book, which is I've never hidden, I've really enjoyed so much white male privilege, as you can tell. But see, when you change the goalposts, when you change the rules, and hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter, and it's all about what victim group status, protectionist group status, a.k.a. identity politics that the aristocracy likes to be likes to label it, you eliminate our country. You eliminate any chance of growth, of getting out of the caste system, of prosperity, controlling your own destiny, and pursuing life, liberty, and happiness. So as all these big companies get bailed out because they're too big to fail, too big to jail with the taxpayers' money, and small and medium-sized businesses can't compete, they don't need to do customer service. Again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations. Vince?
Yeah, we'll be right back. I just want to mention General Electric when we come back. Absolutely falling down on its face.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, not to be done or outdone by Sears Roebuck and Company, General Electric is following suit in almost a free fall. So back in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, GE appliances, General Electric appliances, were quite good. And then somehow they decided to reduce costs in its products. Lighter, thinner, and the products started failing sooner. And we have some of those lousy General Electric products here at the farm before I realized how bad they were, in my opinion. And so a General Electric top-loading washing machine of maybe 20 years ago, when the fill valve would shut the water off at the top of the water level, you know, you set the water level to how high in the top-loading washing machine you want to be, when the fill valve would shut off, it would bang, and it would shake the pipes, and it was really rough on the plumbing in the homes. And if you compare that to a Whirlpool washer, the same type of washer, a competing model by a Whirlpool. Whirlpool was much better, much easier on the plumbing. That's just one example. So General Electric ultimately decided that, hey, we don't need to be in the appliance business. We don't need to be in the light bulb business. Heck, that's how we got started, right? So they sold those facilities, shut down the light bulb manufacturing facility, sold the equipment to foreign countries. And the appliances that used to say General Electric on them, they were bought by Electrolux. Well, we've had some problems with our General Electric stove. It's a gas stove. And whenever we turned it on, it would emit this unbearable smell. Unbearable. It would chase us out of the room. So we had to fabricate an exhaust vent at the top of the gas stove to vent it into the range hood and vent it outside. We had to fabricate that every time we wanted to use the oven on bake. Well, after about 12 years, I figured out what it was. I replaced the burner tube, which had a factory defect. So they were selling these things that would cause this problem. And he called General Electric and say, hey, my stove is making this god-awful smell. What can I do about it? Oh, gee, that's new. We haven't heard of that. Really? Unbelievable. So I found a replacement burner, and I fixed it. And no longer does it smell. But it's a factory defect, in my opinion. Well, what's happening to General Electric now? Well, Bloomberg, article in Bloomberg, October 1st, 2018. Headline, General Electric's $500 billion market wipeout is like erasing Facebook in terms of market capitalization. Goes on to say, since its peak in 2000, General Electric is close to dropping $500 billion in value. The company announced that CEO Flannery is stepping down. Actually, he was ousted. He's about 1 year in the job, and they got rid of him. The company once in 2000 was worth $600 billion. Now it's worth $98 billion. It's lost about five-sixths of its value through stupid decisions. And so what causes this? Do we just hire CEOs who have no idea what they're doing? Make serial mistakes, meaning mistakes one after the next. What are we doing? How do we take a brilliant company that manufactures all kinds of things, including nuclear reactors, which I disagree with, how do we take a company like that and let it destroy itself? Okay? They got into aviation, financial services, real estate, and there's GE Americas, GE Asia, GE Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Then there's General Electric Power Electronics, power components, critical power. It goes on and on and on. And they used to be in every home. Well, they lost their way. And they are falling fast. Rich Sheeman, any quick comments about that?
No, I agree with you 100%. I hear the music, buddy. I want to thank you again for letting me exercise my First Amendment rights. And you have a great afternoon, buddy.
You too. You too. Rich Sheeman, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. In his book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich Sheeman lives off-grid, the rugged lifestyle, by choice. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.